Can I preach a little bit? For just a few minutes and we shall close. I am a preacher. Allow me, please, to preach. Can I go on? Can I prophesy? If you were not here last week Sunday, wave your hand. If you were not here last week Sunday, those of you wave your hand. Can you stand up, please? Can you stand up? Can you stand up? You could not come for any reason. Due to any reason, you could not come. Just wave your hand. Stand up. Thank you. Thank you. That's okay. God bless you. Be seated. Some of you were at work. Some of you didn't have transport money. Amen. Some of you attended your church. You share it. This week you are here. Next week you are there. So that they will not say you have left their church. But at the same time, I get something that is interesting here. You want to come. We understand all. Amen. One day, your leg will come on. No, we'll go back again. We are looking at the message we titled Running Without a Message, and that came up as our response to what the denominations are saying concerning the ministry of William Marion Branham. Robert Lyodon wrote a book that he titled God's Generals. And who made them God's generals is Robert Lyodon that made those people God's generals. God didn't make them his generals. But it's okay. According to that book, it's supposed to be a product of a research. Robert Lyodon was not writing under any inspiration. Not even inspiration of Satan. Neither is it by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I want you people to catch it. There are people that Satan inspires to come as an angel of light. Like he inspires serpent against Eve. Satan also inspires men. But in the case of Robert Lyodon, he was not inspired by Satan. Let's keep Satan out of this. Neither was he inspired by the Holy Ghost. It is an academic work. It is inspired by the spirit of academics, stroke, commerce. Write a book to make some money with it. And you know these days, if you truly want to make money, then you better add Jesus to anything you are doing that you want to sell out. Because Christianity and everybody now goes to church. And he made very, very serious statements concerning the ministry of William Marion Branham. Those statements, if you make them against the leader of any other religion, that religion will take you to court. Of course, it is only among the Christian religion that every tick and jack can say anything and he knows nothing will happen. But well, he spoke something to the whole world and God has raised some of us to reply him. He was lying, true to his name. He's a don of lies. He's a liar don. What he wrote is what denominational preachers are re-echoing to their members, that William Branham did not stay in his calling and he deviated. And that God gave William Branham Gordon Lindsay to do the preaching while William Branham will do the healing. The two of them were supposed to form the ministry. And do you know that those ministries still exist even now, that type of ministry? There are even one or two prophets that have left this church. In fact, there are two that I know very well. They are prophets. I part of what they will eat. If they stay here, they're not going to get that. They now call other ministers in this same church. Come, we could go start ministry. But I will be the prophet, then you will be the preacher. But I will be the overseer. It is two of them, hallelujah, that left this church, prophets. It's the same spirit. A prophet cannot pastor a church. It's contrary. Pastor is pastor. Prophet is prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the nonsense that is going on in Christianity today. Once you have any anointing that can attract people to come, you go and start a church. You are Reverend Dr. General Overseer. And gather people and begin to, when you have nothing to tell them, you have nothing to tell them. Jesus Christ did not go to the cross to release anointing for to do all the nonsense they are doing. Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary. He said, I am the way. He came from earth, from glory, from heaven to earth to show us the way. The way is not the way to cast out devils. It's not the way to show you how to prosper. He said, no man cometh to the Father except by me, because he's the way to the Father. Hallelujah. And you have no right to gather people and watch over them when you don't know the way to heaven. Where are you packing them to? That is why Christianity is in the state that it is today. All the people know is anointing, 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 testimony, testimony, anointing, testimony. And all the testimony, there is no testimony of a change of life. And they expected Will Abraham to set up that type of ministry. And then, that's what we are replying. And we are going to part two of that message. Go get last week's tape and listen to it so that we can move forward. We pick our text. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We say it's running without a message. 2 Samuel chapter 18. 2 Samuel chapter 18. And I'll read it like we read last week. Cut some scriptures there. 2 Samuel. Are we there? Remember? Absalom had led a rebellion against his father David. And Joab, the general, the commander of the army of David, went to battle. And in that battle, somebody that the king loved so much, the son Absalom, died. Hallelujah. Now, from where we are going to read, who will go to deliver the message to the king? Let me read it. 2 Samuel, let me read from verse 19, chapter 18, verse 19. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, let me now run and bear the king tidings how that the Lord has avenged him of his enemies. Who was the person that said so? Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz. Hallelujah. He himself, he said, let me go. Let me go. Let me go. He elected himself to go and give that message. Hallelujah. Okay, sorry. So I'm just hearing that story. But let me finish the reading before I make certain comments. And Joab said unto him, thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day, thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Then said Joab to Cushi, go tell the king what thou hast seen. And Cushi bowed himself unto Joab and ran. Who did Joab send? If you are following, I will hear you say it louder. He sent Cushi. Cushi. Did he send Ahimaaz? But Ahimaaz went for permission to go. A type of believers that we go to the mountain, Lord, use me. Lord, use me. All those that God will use, they don't go and ask God, use me. Amen. I hope I am not offending anybody here. All those that God will use, they don't go to the mountain and say, Lord, use me. Isaiah chapter 6. God was the one that asked, who will go for us? And Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. Church, I repeat, all go to the mountains around here and see the crowd that are there. When you see someone, when they pass, go, their belly, oh, don't go inside. Hallelujah. Oh, their belly, don't go inside. Dry. What happened? Fasting. What is it? Power. Power. When God actually calls you, you don't fast to have power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last week, Friday, I had cause to fight with some of my prophets in the office. I fight them. Fight. We fight well. Then when we came out here, I asked them, one by one, any message? This one said, no message. Daddy, no message. Are you got, no message. No message. I was laughing. Then suddenly, another one came. I said, any message? He said, give me microphone. When he finished prophesying, I said, upon this fight, when we fight, you still feel enter spirit. See, he said, Daddy, then bomb me with this thing. He said, if I told new congregation, the message could they come. He said, then bomb me with it. No fight can stop it. That is somebody who is sure of his gifts. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Ahimaaz went to Joab. Hey, Joab, did Joab have problem of who he will send? No. But certainly somebody will be sent. And Joab knows who he has in mind to send. God Unleashed, they made a statement that I read to you last week. He said, why God chose William Branham for this great work in this end time? By the mouth of the same God Unleashed. He said, because he, God, knew who William Branham is, that William Branham will not start another organization. Because the message we have is to pull the people out of the denominational system. He, God, cannot use a man that will use his anointing and make another denomination around him. God searched for who he will use. He did not use a robot. Hallelujah. The God Unleashed that was an eloquent, educated preacher. He, God, did not use God Unleashed. Neither did he use Billy Graham. Hallelujah. 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 Among those re-echoing what Robert Lyadon said is Olukoya of MFM. Hallelujah. Olukoya, you were there when God decided to choose William Branham. Ashimolo wrote in his own book that William Branham died a miserable death. Ashimolo, you were there, but God chose William Branham. Hallelujah. You are all Ahimaazes. Ahimaaz, Ahimaaz,
Ahimaas.
Hallelujah. See, every story in the Old Testament is telling us something concerning the church of Jesus Christ. If you don't catch this in your mind as you read those stories, you will never benefit from what those stories are meant for. Hallelujah. See, there are four characters in that story that I want you to note. The first character that we have David, we have Joab, we have Ahimaaz, and we have Cushi. David is a type of the church that needs a message. Hallelujah. Joab is a type of the Holy Ghost that we select somebody to send the message through that person. Hallelujah. Ahimaaz are those, hallelujah, who will not wait for the Holy Ghost to appoint before the Holy Ghost will appoint his messenger, Cushi. Cushi is a type of the star messenger of the age. Hallelujah. God knows all our abilities. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ahimaaz, a type of all these ministers that are running around without a message. See Ahimaaz. Let's read on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 22. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, but howsoever, let me, I pray thee, on the mountain now, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushi. And Joab said, wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing thou hast no tidings ready? You have no message. But however, said he, Ahimaaz, let me run. And he said unto him, what did he say to him? What did he say? Permissive will or perfect will? Is it permissive will or perfect will? It's a permissive will. So, yes, Ahimaaz, we say, God sent me. I have a ministry. Amen. But we know what transpired between you and God before he told you to go. What did Cushi come to Joab to say, hey, send me too? Then he looked at him. Who among the two of you will I send? No. Joab, send for Cushi. You come. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let's read on. Which verse am I? 23. But howsoever, said he, let me run. And he said unto him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and did what? He overran the person that was sent. Oh. Hallelujah. Did I tell you the story of the naked truth? You remember the story of the naked truth? There were two brothers. So that some of you will understand what this ministry is all about. Brother Truth and Brother Error. Brother Truth went to the river in the village to bath. He removed his cloth and put by the bank of the river and was in the river bathing. Brother Aero passed and saw the clothes of Brother Truth. He took the cloth and wore it and went to town. People who know Brother Truth thought because he wore those clothes, he thought he was Brother Truth. Not knowing it's Brother Aero that is impersonating truth. You see? All these years,
denominations
have been having a field day.
And people are thinking that some of these men of God, that they think they are true servants of God, preaching the truth. But while they were having a field day, preaching and doing all the things they are doing, the broader truth has been in the river of the word, studying, bathing himself, cleaning himself. Are you surprised that this ministry has always been in the backyard? Are you surprised this entire message that we preach has been in Nigeria since the late 70s? But you are just hearing it. And yet it has been here. And Brother Aero has been going. People, hallelujah. But Brother Truth has finished taking his bath. He came out and his clothes has been taken away. But he must go to town anyhow. And so, as naked as he is, he went to town and everybody said, "Behold the naked truth." This is the time for the naked truth. This is the time for the naked truth. This is the time for the naked truth. That's why we shall say it anyhow. Because we are looked as strange people in Christianity. Because we are saying the truth. Saying contrary to what Brother Aero has been going to town doing. Verse 24. And David sat between the two gates. And the watchman went up to the roof over the gate onto the wall. And lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, a man running alone. Hallelujah. And the watchman cried and told the king. And the king said, "If he be alone, there is tidings in his mouth." And he came apace and drew near. And the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called unto the porter and said, "Behold, another man running alone." And the king said, "He also bringeth tidings." And the watchman said, "Me thinketh the running of the foremost, the one in front, is like the running of Ahimaaz. He is known by the way he runs, the son of Zadok." And the king said, "He's a good man and coming with good tidings. If he's not a good man, why will he forsake all and enter the ministry?" Verse 28. And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, "He has arrived before the king now. Now it is time to deliver the message." What is the message? Say it now. What is the message? Say it again. What is the message? Oh! I'm coming back to that. Let me finish the reading. I'm coming back to that. Hallelujah. Which verse am I? 28. Yes, 28. Hallelujah. And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, "All is well." And he fell down to the earth upon his face before the king and said, "Blessed be the Lord thy God, which has delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my lord the king." And the king said, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" There is a message he wants to hear. And Ahimaaz answered, "When Joab sent the king's servant and me thy servant, did Joab send him?" I saw a great tumult. I saw confusion everywhere, but I knew not what it was. So why were you running? Why were you running now? Oh, praise God. Somebody is listening to us. Even in our live broadcast. You are hearing now. Hallelujah. You are hearing me. Hear very well. The mystery of the kingdom. There are people running without a message. Brother Imas, what is the message? Hallelujah. And the king said, amen. Verse 30. And the king said unto him, "Turn aside and stand here. Very soon, they will turn aside and stand and watch us." Very, very soon, they will stand aside and watch the bride. Hallelujah. Oh, some of you have had revelations to that effect. They will stand aside. Amen. Prophet John, you say you saw in the revelation they sent for me. The federal government said they want to know who I am. Eh? Hallelujah. Why? Because I am saying something different from the people they have confidence in. They are placing their confidences on wrong people. I said they are wrong because they are not telling them what they should hear. Not telling them what they should hear. They are telling them enough for the government to give them money for their ministries. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me, which verse am I? Verse 31. And behold, Cushi came. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. And behold, Cushi came. And Cushi said, "Tidings, my lord the king, for the Lord has avenged this day of all them that rise up against you, that rose up against thee." And the king said unto Cushi, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" And Cushi answered, "The enemies of my lord the king and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt be as that young man is." You see how beautifully he delivered the message? And if the message is properly delivered, this will be the effect. Verse 33. And the king was much moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and did what? And wept. He wept. He cried. Hallelujah. And as he went, thus he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, will God have died for thee? Oh, Absalom, my son." The only thing I want to borrow from that last verse 33 is that the king wept after he heard the message. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What message do you have for the church? Listen, church. The church is tired of John 3:16. Is somebody hearing me? For God so loved the world. We have been hearing it. We have been hearing it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The church is tired. It's tired. It's tired of saying, "Repent, repent, repent, oh, repent from your sin. Don't fornicate. Don't do this," or we'll be hearing it since. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Listen, church. Amen. The preachers themselves, the pastors, present the denominational pastors, they know, listen, church, they know that the people are tired of, "For God so loved the world." So, they begin to think, what other message? What message will I preach now that can catch their attention? Ahimaaz has no message. So what was his sermon? All is well. Watch all these jokano preachers that spend millions of naira on evangelism and television ministry. What is the message? Is to tell their members, all is well. All is well. All is well. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are Himas. You are Himas. There is a message the church needs to hear. Church, Satan has crept into the church. Listen, church. If you are going to preach to anybody, let me use three or four categories of people. Let me just use three categories of people. A man that is on the sick bed and is about to die. You are going to preach to that man. What type of message will you preach to him? All is well. You will make it. Before this year ends, you finish your house. A man that is dying, oh, doctors told him he can't make it. You can't make it. A preacher will go and tell him it is well. Somebody that is in pains, terrible pains, and you are going to preach to that person, what message will you be telling that person? The person is in pains. Instead of you to address his pains, you are saying it is well. All your enemies will fall down and die. And when you see these people saying this, it is well message, come and see them saying it and sweating. See them shouting. See them speaking in tongues. See them jumping. See them running. See them shaking as if they are saying something. But listen carefully, you will find out no message. No message. Shouting nothing. A frustrated man, a frustrated woman has a message you will tell the person. Oh, church, Israel is in Egypt suffering, and they have a hope. They know that this is not their home. They know even Joseph, hallelujah, when the sons of Jacob, they came to Egypt, there was something he told them to promise him. He said, the gods of your fathers will visit you. He said, when he will come to take you out to the promised land, he said, they should pack my bones. Don't leave my bones in Egypt. Pack them along. So every Jew knew that they were strangers in Egypt. It's only Christians that don't know that they are strangers on earth. What was the message? I mean, there was depression. Church, when it was about time for their visitation, the pressure, frustration, persecution, difficulties, they were added on the Jews. Church, once your testimony is about to come, at that point, hallelujah, the problems get bigger, thicker, and tougher. Hallelujah. That is how it is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The sign that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is numbered with hallowed echo. Eternity soon will unfold. False prophets are lying, God's truth they are denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation speaks my revelation, we walk where the apostles have told. God revealed his timetable of their captivity there. Hallelujah. In Daniel chapter 9, the Bible says that Daniel understood by books. The period that was given to them to be in that Babylonian captivity. He went to Jeremiah chapter 25 and saw that God had, what brought them to that captivity in Babylon was a 70-year prophecy that Jeremiah gave. That they would be in captivity for 70 years. Shortly after that prophecy, Nebuchadnezzar came and cleared all of them. They were in that Babylonian captivity. But one day, Daniel remembered, we are not to be here forever. How long are we supposed to be here? He went to the books. Oh my. He went to the books and discovered as at the time that he was looking at the books, they had spent 68 years. How many more years for them to be there? 2 more years. Impact of revelation. 2 more years. Now I'm saying, the other Jews, they were there. Eh? They were all Jews. They were all there in captivity. Hallelujah. But there is something that Daniel knew that other Jews didn't know. Therefore, hallelujah, the faith of Daniel will be different from the faith of other Jews. Hallelujah. If you tell Daniel, come and buy land, Daniel will tell you, no need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, no, no. No. There is no need. If you tell Daniel, come and take a loan in the Babylonian business bank, and he will tell you, no, you can use it yourself. In this, the closing days of time. What joy, that glorious hope afford. He shall reign, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. His glory is coming soon. Return, we welcome his return. It may be tomorrow, it may be tomorrow. Hallelujah. What message will Daniel be preaching at that time? He remained 2 years to go home. What message will Daniel be preaching? Daniel is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ. We know the divine timetable. We know how many more years left for this system to fold up and the rapture to strive for the gospel to go back to Israel. We know it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When I say we, I'm not talking about church members of Bride Assembly. I am talking about the bride of Jesus Christ. Because there are people sitting down here, they don't know nothing, nothing. All they see is just anointing, they don't know anything. Permit me to use this example. Bob Marley sang a song. In the abundance of water, the fool is thirsty, rat race. A member of Bride Assembly, in the abundance of water of the world, you are still thirsty of revelation. In this rat race. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are surprised how I know Bob Marley's song. Hallelujah. We were all there before God brought us out. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. when a storm is coming, they use their gadgets and they see a hurricane coming to any location. What is the message they tell the people living in that location? It is well. It is well. It is well. That is the message. Abi, tsunami is coming. Tsunami warning sign is showing that tsunami will soon take place. Earthquake will soon take place. I was watching last week on the news. I think one of these countries. They said that there was little shaking, tremor. And the residents there reported to the scientists concerned with an earthquake or something monitoring center. They came and they said, no. It is well. When I was listening to the message, to that news clip last week, this was what came to my mind. I said, that is a perfect example of these end time preachers. I didn't say end time message preachers. I mean end time preachers. Preachers of this end time. They told them, see, this end, they shake. Then they go, stop. Come and find out what is happening. They came, they said, no, there is no problem. You know, it is well. All is well. 3 days after, a heavy one that struck and killed so many lives, destroyed so many properties last week. And then, now, government decided to set an inquiry. And I'm telling you that it is the same inquiry that is awaiting preachers when we all stand before Jesus Christ one day. You saw the signs that the Bible say we point to the end of the world. Instead of you to warn the people, you kept telling them, it is well, 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 Abi, it is well. And William Bryan came, and he said, it is not well. And you say, it's false. What did William Bryan come to do? Life is offered unto you. Hallelujah. Eternal life your Lord shall have. Oh, it is only that you look. Hallelujah. Natural things are preaching the gospel to believers who are spiritual. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, one of these days, this earth, there is a day the Bible calls the day of the Lord. And he said, woe to anyone that desires the day of the Lord. It's not a day for anybody to desire. He said he will reel the earth like a ball. Click, 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 and shake all the shakables. He said, by the time he finished, he said, few men will be left on earth. He said, men will be scarce on earth when he finished. He will just leave few to repopulate the earth again in the millennium. That's all. And these dangers are coming. And nature is telling us about what is soon to happen. And instead of preachers to begin to warn their people, something is about to take place. There are only three or four people in the whole world. We are waiting to hear their speech at the United Nations 66th General Assembly last week. Only four people. Number one, America. Obama. Hallelujah. Number two was Netanyahu, Israel. Number three was Russia. And number four was Iran. Because when Iran speaks, he's speaking for the whole Arab world who have sworn to be enemies forever of Israel. Everybody was watching their speech. When Netanyahu spoke, I expected that from that day until now, newspapers, churches, every preacher that claims to be a teacher that God called him, they will have been extraying the message of Netanyahu. He traced them back when the Palestinian Authority said they want a nation. He told them, you can't have a nation in our nation. The land you claim belongs to us. He said, don't you know who we are? We are Jews. Zechariah said that he, God, will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone. A stone of burden, a stone of cup of trembling. The whole world will burden themselves with Jerusalem. Okay, to tell you that if this is not God, you want a country of your own, why must it be Jerusalem? Is Jerusalem that will be your capital? Go to another place now. No. Where Solomon built his temple, that is where the Arabs came and built their own mosque. And they said that is one of their holiest sites. Trouble. And God allowed it for a purpose. But the time is going to come when that nonsense will be knocked off. According to the Bible. Therefore, anytime Israel is going to make a speech, the whole Christian world should be interested in what they are saying, because when Abraham made a statement, he said, when you want to know what time of the day it is now, you look at your wristwatch. He said, but when you want to know what time of God's program it is now, he said, you watch Israel. Israel is God's timepiece. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He made without reference, without apology to anybody, he made it loud and clear. We will not surrender any land for anybody. And people are not seeing that it is a sign that Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39 will soon fulfill. Because when all peaceful means fail, the king of the north, Israel and Russia, will come and lead the Arab nation by force to wipe off Israel. But that is when the God of Israel will arise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Church, something is about to happen soon in this world. And every true God called servant of God, there is only one message. Judgment is coming. All will be there. Each one receiving justly his due. Hide in the faith, sin cleansing blood, and I will pass. I will pass over you, when I, yes, sir. See the blood. Oh,
message. It is not healing and deliverance. Ahimaaz, you are saying it is well.
Jeremiah 23 verse 17 says, they said to the wicked, thou shalt have peace. Can we read it? Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah 23. Hallelujah. Let's read some scriptures so that you understand who Ahimaaz is. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 17. They say still unto them that despise me. I love the way Jeremiah put it. They say still unto them that despise me. Who are they that despise the Lord? Fornicators that come to sit down in the church and take communion service, you despise the Lord. For one night, cocaine pushers that come and sit down and take important positions in the church, special seats in the church, special privileges in the church, you are despising the Lord. Christian, we marry Christians. There are Christian church members, recognized church members that change their wives the way they change their wardrobe. You are despising the Lord. You came to the church, the altar, for better, for worse. You were pronounced husband and wife, and you did treacherously, Malachi says so, with your wife. You are despising the Lord. Married men, Christians, have girlfriends outside. You are despising the Lord. You are despising the Lord. Christians don't pay their tithes. You are despising the Lord. If you do this to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me. If you see a child of God in need and you're in position to help and you don't help, you have despised the Lord. You have despised the Lord. You have despised the Lord. There are pastors that fornicate in their offices in the church. You despise the Lord. You despise the Lord. You despise the Lord, though. There are young girls that commit abortion. Murderers. You despise the Lord. It is thus said the Lord. It is abomination for a woman to wear that which pertains to a man. And a woman, Christian woman, wearing trousers. You despise the Lord. You despise the Lord. You despise the Lord. You despise the Lord. William Bryan came with thus said the Lord. You say it doesn't matter. You despise the Lord. Despise the Lord. A woman that dresses like a prostitute and goes to church. You despise the Lord. A woman stay with a man that has not married her. You despise the Lord. Brother, you go and carry somebody's daughter and stay with her. And like husband and wife, when you have not paid your dowry, you despise the Lord. And these are the people that are sitting in the churches. Verse 17. They say still unto them, who are those they? The pastors, Ahimaaz. Say unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, ye shall have peace. Imagine you telling a cocaine pusher, a 419, a prostitute, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. It is well. It is well. Jeremiah chapter 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 8. If you are there, let me read it from verse 4. Moreover, this is thus said the Lord. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus said the Lord. Shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem backsliding back by a perpetual backsliding, they hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearken and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rushed into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribe is in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. For they have healed the heart of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation, they shall be cast down, said the Lord. I will surely consume them, said the Lord. There shall be no grapes of the vine, nor figs of the fig tree. And the leaves shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defense city, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God has put us to silence, giving us water of God to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. I'm telling you their judgment now, verse 15. We looked for peace, but no good came. And for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of his horses has heard from Dan. I was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the nine of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, said the Lord. When I will comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, this is Jeremiah saying, behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the heart of the daughter of my people am I hot. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Finally, verse 22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Why is there every... It is Christians, those who go to church, that go for deliverance more than anybody else. How can you be in Christ, the great God that says he's the head of principalities and powers, and you are in Christ, a Christian, and your condition is this battle. It is simply because the right solution has not been given. That's the truth. The Bible says God heareth not the prayer of sinners. So which deliverance are you going to? And here is your pastor. Because you pay fat tithes to him. You bought him the big cars. He gives you easy access to him anytime. He gave you his private number. Call him anytime of the night, anywhere. And does not bother how you get that money. And you cannot see that pastor is after your money and not after your soul. How does he love you? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why do you think ministries have register for tithes? Do they have register for those who are born again? Hallelujah. You have register for tithes. Do you have register for those who come to confess to you? Confess their weaknesses. Pastor, pray for me. I'm a fornicator. Ah! They'll write his name for you to be interceding for him. That's how it should be. If you have a register for people who pay tithe, you must have a register for people who have problem with their spiritual life so that you can be interceding for them. Then I will know the reason why you have register. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaiah 48. Isaiah 48. You told me to preach. I will preach. Hallelujah. All of us, we shall read verse 22 together. Isaiah 48, verse 22. Everybody, you can see opening. Some people don't even know where Isaiah is. Okay. Because not only on Sunday they open your Bible. Are we there now? The last verse in Isaiah chapter 48. If you are there, 1, 2, 3, go. Peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Say it again. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Turn to your neighbor. Say it to your neighbor. Says the Lord. Tell your backyard neighbor. Tell your neighbor in front. Tap him, tap him. There is no peace, said the Lord, unto the wicked. Okay. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 10. I'll read from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 10. This is how the way he put it. Whoa! Whoa! Somebody shout whoa. Whoa. Say it again. Whoa. He said, woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees. Brethren, there is unrighteous decree. If you tell a wicked man or woman as a servant of God, go and prosper, it is an unrighteous decree. If you tell a fornicator, it is well with you, it is an unrighteous decree. As a servant of God, I decree this year you will achieve what your grandfather did not achieve. I say it as a servant of God. I will decree he shall establish. And he's a fornicator. It is an unrighteous decree. Woe to that person making that decree. I will blow the trumpet. Are we there? Woe to them that decree unrighteous decrees and that write grievousness which they have prescribed. To turn aside the needy from judgment. Those that need judgment, you are turning them away from judgment that will make their hearts to prick and repent. And to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. Anyone that stands and says, the Lord will say, there are churches, the task, compulsory vow. Whether you have work or you don't have work. Somebody was telling me, a popular church in Nigeria here. He says, every member is owing. Every member is owing. They collect the contribution of members and build school, and the member cannot afford the school fees. And in that church, you have widows. You have orphans. In that church,
struggling to make life. And yet, with the widow's might,
contribution to those schools, to those hospitals, to whatever else, they deceive the people to look as if it is for them. But when those institutions are established, the members can't even afford to send their children there. You know what Isaiah is speaking in Isaiah chapter 10. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 3. And what will you do in the day of visitation and in the desolation which shall come from afar? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? As the truth. Romans chapter 1 verse 18 speaks about those holding the truth in unrighteousness. You hold the truth. You are holding the truth in unrighteousness. Titus chapter 1. Go to Titus chapter 1. This is the way Titus put it in verse 16. Hallelujah. I'm speaking about these false Ahimasis. Verse 16 says, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobates. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. That is what Paul was telling the Romans in verse 18, chapter 1. But those holding the truth in unrighteousness. Hold the truth in unrighteousness. You know what the truth stands for. How can you be a preacher of truth and tell a woman dressing like a prostitute, say, it doesn't matter? You are holding the truth in unrighteousness. As the truth. How can you say you are a believer of the truth? You are a follower of the end time message. You are a member of Bride Assembly. And you say you preach, you go everywhere with signboard, everywhere, in your car, your house, everything. Yet you are living like unbelievers there. A member of this church and you are fornicating. A member of this church and you are still in 419 business. And when I say 419, I'm not just talking about the glorified ones that have computer and do Yahoo Yahoo. There are 419 that come here and steal our liberty. Come to you, brother, I have a need. When they finish with you, as you pass, repeat the same story here again. When you finish, they're going to another place again. Until they have more than enough for that day, and they go. You are a 419. You are holding the truth in unrighteousness. And for your information, I am telling you, I am not cursing you, but I'm telling you a reality about you. You will remain a beggar all the rest of your life. Unless you repent. I'm telling you because it is a Babylon spirit following you and you don't know it. And the effect of it all is that you now make those of us who have compassionate spirit not to lose out to genuine people that may come to you for help. You will think it's one of them coming. That is why Babylon spirit will follow the rest of your life. Because by your own action, you have blocked the genuine ones that need help. 419. You are holding the truth in unrighteousness. Holding the truth in unrighteousness. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 2.